She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, and I have a guest here with me who's going to help me tell the truth about why it's so beneficial to eat paleo. And Esther Blum, welcome to the program. And we've talked before, and I know people love your segments. And you are the esteemed prolific author, but your latest book, Cave Women Don't Get Fat, The Paleo Chic Diet for Rapid Results. And of course, anybody who's probably paying attention at all knows that there are some buzzwords out there about food and eating habits these days. I think veganism is one of them. I think functional foods is another. And I definitely think paleo is right up there.
Yeah.
So before we get started with the benefits, would you just one more time? Well, actually, I'm not going to say one more time, but again, talk about, hey, what the heck is that? Let people know what eating paleo is all about.
Right. Because I take it for granted what people know and what they don't. A paleo diet, it's a hunter-gatherer diet, and it's what our ancestors ate way back in the day when we were cave dwellers. And that means that we had to eat fish that either swam, grew from the ground, or ran. So a plant-based diet, lots of vegetables, fresh fruits that were in season at the time, maybe a little raw honey once a year, and wild-caught fish and pastured meats and quality fats like raw nuts and avocado and coconut. So today's paleo diet is not truly authentically paleo, but it is modern day paleo. It's our modern day version of what our ancestors ate.
Right. All right. And now most people know I believe no matter how you eat, it's sometimes what you don't eat that isn't really the hitting the high points. It's what you do eat, because as you know, you've seen in your practice, I'm sure I've seen people that say they're vegans, but boy, they or vegetarians, but they're French fry vegetarians. Their quality of nutrition is very poor. Same thing.
Yeah.
I see with people attempting paleo in their psyche. My fear sometimes with these quote unquote fads, without really, really helping people understand what we're trying to do and the benefits of it, is that they get this rationalization for eating bacon wrapped bacon.
I know, right? And the thing is too, a vegetarian diet can fit under the paleo umbrella, and there are the extremes, right? If you're only eating meat and not enough greens, you're gonna whack your colon out of to oblivion. You're gonna have a lot of problems. And if you're a French fry vegetarian, that's a problem too. So if you skew vegetarian, make sure your carbs are whole food carbs like sweet potato and parsnips and winter squash and spaghetti squash, and butternut, acorn squash, all that good stuff. And if you are, you know, hardcore meat lover like me, make sure you balance it out with greens, 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 because meat can be kind of acidic in the body and the greens alkalinize. So yep. I'm all about striking a balance between the two.
That's right. So whatever I say plant strong and nutrient dense. Okay, so
Plant strong and nutrient dense. I love that. I'm so stealing that.
Plant strong and nutrient dense. I say it all, like every day, all day, and I walk my talk. Okay, what are the benefits of eating paleo? I want to know them, and I want you to say them, and I want to hear them once again, and I want the listeners out there to hear them. Well, eating paleo right, I should say.
Eating paleo right. My favorite success story was the first woman who walked in my office, and she had multiple sclerosis at age 34, and I put her on a paleo diet, and in 6 weeks, her autoimmune markers were undetectable in her blood. So paleo, you know, because it's removing modern grains and modern processed foods that our DNA has no idea what the heck to do with it, it really resolves autoimmune conditions. It resolves blood sugar disorders like dyslipidemia and diabetes. It helps build lean muscle mass. It helps treat osteoporosis. It helps alleviate depression because it raises your dopamine and serotonin in the brain by boosting these wonderful brain neurotransmitters. So lots and lots of, it's a panacea for many, many things. I mean, I really went hardcore paleo after my son was born because I was up all night, you know, I was nursing him and I was feeding every 2 hours and I was absolutely exhausted. And I found that going paleo was the only way that I could sustain my energy levels throughout the day. And it helped me shed the baby weight too, which was also a wonderful side effect.
So I'm interested and curious, what Well, how did you eat before, going quote unquote hardcore paleo? How did you eat while you were pregnant, and how did you eat prior to getting pregnant? What was the change?
You know, I was gluten-free per se, but I wasn't hardcore paleo. I still had rice and I had beans and I had some corn in my diet, and everything was organic, but it's still, I had those grains. And once I went paleo, here's the crazy part, is I had a stubborn 14 years of hip bursitis after I ran a marathon, and it went away in 3 weeks on the paleo diet.
Wow.
And I had disc issues in my neck that I'd had from an accident at age 13, and those problems went away after 3 weeks on paleo diet. So I was like, it was those damn grains. It was those great, just those couple of residual things. And now, you know, I've tried like a little corn here and there, like a corn chip at a Mexican restaurant, or, you know, no. Does not agree with me at all. And I still have to be careful with rotating proteins as well. But, my pregnancy diet was all over the map. Full disclosure, I mean, I had, like, grilled cheese with bacon sandwiches and a chocolate milkshake. That is, like, I really didn't care. I just wanted what I wanted. And I had terrible morning sickness, too. I really didn't tolerate a lot of foods. I ate a lot of tomato soup. So it was a bizarre diet. And then, the first trimester was awful. And then one day I said, I think I want a big lamb shake. And my husband said, oh, she's back. Like, And I really ate a lot of meat during the second trimester and fish during the third. And that's when the brain development really happens, is like that third trimester. So I really, first trimester was like the grilled cheese and bacon. And then the second was meat. Third was fish. But I did have vegetables, but only cooked. A salad never helped me. I was starving because I was very physically active. So it didn't, I couldn't sustain myself on a salad when I was pregnant. And I gained a whopping 25 pounds the whole pregnancy. And I, ate kind of didn't worry about anything. I just kept moving. And I was on my feet a lot. So
right. And I've heard that from many people that get pregnant. So you kind of like, but hardcore paleo, and then you have all of those benefits, and you see it in your clients, my patients. I had a guy that we limited his diet, was kind of quasi paleo, and he didn't need to lose the 8 pounds that he lost, but he lost it. And here's the thing. And I said, like, I understand that wasn't a need of yours, but what it showed me, because he didn't change his caloric intake. This is the biggest thing at all.
Yeah.
What happened is that I tried to say, I'm like, we can get that weight back. We really can. But I think that what it's showing us is that the way that you were eating was definitely causing some inflammation, because with this weight gone, mm-hmm. there you have it there. And so it's very, very interesting. And I've seen people, we just had a big paleo challenge at the gym, and I saw girls in 30 days transform before my eyes. It was just absolutely unbelievable.
And it also goes to show you, a calorie is not a calorie. A calorie is not just a calorie. A calorie, it's far more about the hormonal implications of a food. And so when you are eating, a chicken breast and a donut both have 200 calories, but the metabolic consequences are completely different. So, just making those lateral moves sets your body up to naturally burn fat rather than store it. So the calories are a very small piece of the picture. I'm not saying they're not important, because they are. You can't eat a 5,000 calorie paleo diet and think you're going to lose weight if you're not active and a dude who's probably 6'5". But, so it is a piece of the puzzle, but you really have to step back and look at the bigger picture of what hormones do in the body.
See, I love it. Okay, so here's the thing. We talk about paleo, and I bet everybody out there is like, well, here's what you need to do. If you really want to understand how and how to do it easily, I got great feedback when I introduced your book to the folks that were doing the paleo challenge. Cave Women Don't Get Fat. Esther Blum, who's going to be with me every other week from here to eternity, tells us exactly what to do, how you make your own stuff, how to make it convenient, how to make it fun, how to get your family involved, how to make you healthier. That's what we're doing here. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. I'm Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine. Stay tuned.